Americans already heard the news this past weekend. Radio newscaster Paul Harvey died at age 90. But his specialty was never breaking the news. It's what he did with it.
Good morning, Americans. First, we have one item of unfinished business. Yesterday, we learned that a riding lawnmower had exploded in Jasper, Alabama, and the rider and his dog were killed. It was a bomb.
That's Paul Harvey's style. Start with the ordinary person, tell a story, and remember the power of silence. We're hearing several examples of his style from a single ordinary day in his long career.
One of our spacecraft between the orbits of Earth and Mars came within less than 15 miles of colliding with an asteroid on purpose.
The newscast was called Paul Harvey News and Comment. The comment would come in a snap at the end.
Obituaries include Marguerite Colman at 94. Marguerite Colman was a theater critic in the days when that profession was constructive. Page 2. Newsweek magazine.
The comment was often conservative, like this little swipe at the UN.
New member of the United Nations this morning, Tonga, tiny South Pacific island with a total population of less than 100,000. But in the UN General Assembly, it'll have a vote as big as ours.
What redeemed Paul Harvey, even for those who might have disagreed with him, was his focus on the human and the absurd, like the gas station owner who couldn't sell chewing gum for 10 cents each. Sales picked up when he altered the price.
The sign that used to say 10 cents each now offers 10 for $1.25. Should I run that by once more? The sign that used to say 10 cents each now says 10 for $1.25. You think about it. Paul Harvey, good day.
That's what Paul Harvey did. But the rest of the story, as he would say, is what Paul Harvey didn't do. He kept his fans for decades, even though he had no sound bites, no callers, no special effects, no theme song, no hyperlinks, no text at the bottom of the screen, no computer-generated graphics. It was just him talking. Paul Harvey's long career was a reminder of the simple power of one person telling a story to another.